Rap Lagos! Yes! A beautiful, 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 beautiful Thursday morning, 29th day in the month of September. The discourse is still out there. I'm still asking for people's opinion and comments. Is October an Ember month? Or did it just sneak up on us in between Ember months? September, October, November, December. Yeah, you see, some people say, what's your business with them? All right, my name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. And on this show every morning, I am with Marianne Okon. And in the past few days, Lagos has been giving her best boost. But don't worry, we'll get back. She'll be here in a bit and we'll start off together. But hey, this is a show that you shouldn't miss. Tell someone to tell another person to tell another person that What's Up Lagos is the icing on the cake. And every day we start Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We start with a portion we call Sound Off, where we talk about things that you will probably be musing about, talking about in your kitchen, the beer palace, in the office, in the car, in the living rooms. But we'll take the conversation from you and put it right here in style. And after that, the show takes off on the tangent it always does. All right, 8 minutes past the hour, and in a bit, we'll be doing Sound Off this lovely morning. Just keep it locked. All right, check your time. It's 9 minutes past the hour, and this is Sound Off. Well, yesterday, according to the timetable, the campaigns were like people, the contestants were supposed to go in and start the campaigns and started in earnest in different parts. But that's not actually what I'm talking about this morning. Now, I'm going to be asking every person listening, are you prepared to be part of 2023 elections? I know some people say, look, I've gone to get my PVC, and they say it's going to be out. Some people think it's done just by going to register, not to go pick up that PVC. It's now, I'm too tired, I'll do it tomorrow. We keep procrastinating, we keep pushing things apart. How important is this to you? I know if it did for son Jerry, maybe I don't go register, if they don't give me, okay, now. It's your life. Do we request of these people that are going to be campaigning? First of all, can you vote? Will you be able to vote? Well, it's in your hands. If you have your, if you register for your PVC, it's not over. It's only over when you go and get it, have it in your hands. It's not still over then. It will be over when you go to the polls and vote. When you go cast your vote. All those complaints, all those tweets, all those things you say, all your anger, all your everything you do will amount to nothing if you don't cast your vote. Every single thing. You will shout, you will scream, you will disagree, you will abuse, you will keep malice, you will be till you vote. That's all you got. We're not in a banana republic. We are in a democracy, thank God. So the only way to show that you don't like what you have, or maybe that you like it, you want to maintain and keep it, is by casting your vote. And if anybody tells you that your vote does not count, tell that person that you heard on radio that the person that told you that is from the deepest part of the pit of hell, if you believe in that. Your vote is all you got. That's the punch you have. That's all you got. Have you seen an anthill before? An anthill. Some anthills you can't break down till you get a tractor. But if you know the things that built this anthill, they're tiny little ants that you might not even see till you come a lot closer. So that's the power of one person, one vote. So if we all gather those votes together, we'll have a formidable voice. We'll make that sound. So the stress is still on. You will still be under the sun, under the rain, in traffic for hours to go get that card. But be on the lookout. I talked to a couple of people yesterday. Have you gotten it? I registered. I don't even know where they're going to bring it out. I don't even know. There are dates. It's in the news. When we read the news, they will tell you when and when to go look for what. When and when to go to that place you registered to pick up that. You need your voter's card. You need to know the booth you're going to be voting at. And you need to prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, that I am going to spend this day standing out there to vote because of the next 4 years or 8 years of my life. You might think you're 18-year-old now. Add 8 to 18. Yes, add 4 to 20. Yes. Add 8 to 30. Add 8 to 22. So think about it. What are you going to do? So prepare yourself. Get yourself ready. Go get your PVC. One step to it. Then when it's time to vote, make up your mind today that you will be a voice that will be counted. And that is Sound Off this morning.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. What's up Lagos? It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
What's up Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? 19 minutes past the hour and we're about to get into the next portion of the show. The portion where you get to talk and we get to answer, all right? And we're going to be talking about something. People get into different kinds of relationships and they ask you sometimes for advice, for direction. And some people advise from their own point of view. I mean, that's the only point of view you can have.
Exactly.
Your own point of view. I think you should do this and do that. Recently, a guy came to me and said he's getting married. And he gave me his card. And just to make him laugh a bit, I said, why didn't you tell me before you got into this? He just laughed. I said, so I'm asking this morning, we're asking you this morning, what would you advise someone who's about to get into a relationship that asks you a question? Guy, I'm about to do this. I'm about to go into this. How will you advise this person? I want to settle down, or I want to start a relationship with this person, and they deem it fit to ask you. Definitely, they will respect your opinion before they ask you that question. What kind of advice would you give that kind of person?
Again, I bring another angle to it.
Okay.
Have you ever given advice that came back to bite you in the butt?
Yes.
Because you see, they always say to people that, oh, never get involved in the differences of people that are in love because now you dingo, you settle.
Now you
dingo, you settle.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a woman, she had a black eye and she was talking about how the husband treats her, blah, blah, blah. And I told her, well, if you feel your life is in danger, leave. I mean, like, or just take a break, you know, before you die in this case.
Then,
2 months down the line, the husband called me and said, Imelda told me, oh. I said, told you what? She told me the advice you gave her.
I don't understand.
I say, what? Like, yes, she told me, but it's fine. I thought we were friends. Like, seriously?
So if you're my friend and you're a woman hitter, I'm supposed to be keeping the bro code and not tell you the truth. I mean, I'm your friend if I tell you the truth. I think that's
what
it should
be. But even the woman
that
went to say, like, the way she said it would have been, even straight told me to leave. Oh. You know that kind of thing. Straight told me to leave that time. So, like she said, you'll be the one in between sometimes. So that, I just couldn't believe. I told, babe, what I told you was, I advised you to save your life.
In confidence.
And you went and used me to do mop.
But why does that really happen as human beings? Because I don't get it. Why does that happen? But we want to hear from you, Lagos. 22 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. It's What's Up Lagos, 99.3 Nigeria Info. What would be the best advice you would give to anyone who's getting into a relationship? Would you even go ahead with the advice in the first instance?
Would you say, do as you please?
What would you even do?
So, get started.
For example, I come to you now. Let's be realistic. Mary Ann comes to you and says, well, I think I like this guy.
Yeah.
And I want to get in. I think it's happening really fast, but I love it. He does this, he does that. I think that we're gelling. And then I'm like, so what do you think?
I'll say, Maya, didn't you see me?
What do I want to do with you? What do I want to do with you, please?
True. What will you say? Or how will you advise such a person?
Exactly.
What will you tell the person?
What would you say? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation on our WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp message. And on Twitter, use the hashtag WhatsApplagos. We are Nigeria Info on Twitter. We'd like to hear from you this morning.
Really?
What would you tell a person who is madly in love, head over heels, whether it be male or female? What advice would you give to them?
We'll tell you the moral behind the question later, but think about what you will say.
Think about it. We'll be back after this break. It's a What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 37 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Back from the break, we're still asking, what information would you give to a person who's newly freshly going into a relationship, someone who's in love and is saying, what do you think I should do? How do you think I should go about it? Like, I like this person. Anyway, before we do that, InfoGirl is here with some information. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation on our WhatsApp portal. We want to hear from you on WhatsApp. So send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. And you can join the conversation on Twitter. Use the hashtag What's Up Lagos, Stretch.
All right, we got messages here. What's up, Lagos? Omo, Marian, and Stretch. I hardly give advice on relationships. So if I'd consider giving any, it'll be guy or babe, anything you want to do, do. Now you go use your eyes, see whether you go stay or leave. Ugo from First Tack, Ugo, you're a very good friend. Good morning, Marian and Stretch. These marriage advising of a thing is so slippery. It's like a banana peel. Anything you say may be used against you in the bedroom. So whenever they
complain
to me, the only thing I tell them is both of you should drink plenty water.
You'll be fine.
I know how I allow. My name is Afrigogo.
You're just evil.
Drama.
Yeah, just evil.
But it makes some sense.
But Stretch, you know that. You meet a person and you really like that person, but then you really don't want it. You know how people say, I don't want to ruin it.
Start that sentence. Stretch, you meet a person. Don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you meet.
You say when someone meets somebody.
Stretch. When you meet a person. What did that person call you? That day? Stench.
Sledge.
But sincerely, how do you, because you also don't want to ruin it. So you're like, what do I do? What do I say so that I don't ruin it? You know, and then if you're already in a relationship, or maybe I'm almost out of a relationship and you want to start a new one. And then the person comes to you to give me advice. You see, I'm tired of Regina. I want to. This Victoria girl is just perfect. Perfect.
I'll tell you, there's no perfect anybody. There's no perfect anybody.
But that's my perfect.
It's me that if you argue with me as I'm advising you, I'll say it to work out. So if I'm advising you, you're still argue. So I'll tell you, there's no perfect anybody. You asking for advice, you have flawed yourself. So that person also is flawed. So are you?
But I don't see no flaws. This person is perfect to me, an angel.
If you talk
superb.
Again, I'll not advise you again.
But I came for advice.
So are you the one talking now?
Are you the one that knows the person?
I'm saying to you that I don't know the person. There is nobody
in
this world.
Well, me, I know the person. The person is flawless.
The person is flawless?
Yes.
Okay, so why are you asking me for advice?
Because I'm flawed. I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, you are flawed?
Yes.
Okay, so don't mess it up. Go and sin no more.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, we're asking, what advice would you give to someone who's getting into a relationship, a brand new relationship? Person is coming to you for advice. And again, I ask, do you think that your advice can one way or the other be used against you in the course of bedroom love?
Okay. This is a true life story. There's a friend, we have this group, and this guy wanted to get married, and he just brought this babe. And when he brought the babe, we looked at him, we knew the kind of guy he was, and the babe was not anywhere near him as per class. And I said, okay, guy, everybody was called him to the corner. What's up? Why is this babe? So I knew he had gone too far. He had finished.
Aww.
The relationship was already. So I called him. I said, is this what you want to do? He said, yes. I said, okay, if this is what you want to do, you're ready to take the consequences? Say yes. Then years down the line, what we thought happened. I mean, like, it couldn't work.
Yeah.
So the people that told him that he shouldn't go into it, they started telling him, maybe we told you, then he came to me. So why did you? So I was the only one that said, all right, are you ready?
Because you're an adult.
Yes.
And if you have made this choice, then you have to live with the consequences.
Yes. I had to hold your hand. Everybody was telling you what we saw, and you didn't
see. So you decided
it.
To be a good friend.
Yes, okay, guy, if this is what you want, let's do this. But along the line, it could happen. He didn't take to the advice. So from then, I've stopped advising him.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos,
yeah, yeah.
Stretch
yeah.
to life. Good
yeah.
morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, comrade
Adesina. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Comrade, what would you tell someone?
Okay. Let me get something right. Is it at the point of choosing, or after they have might have chosen themselves, they now want to start the marriage?
So they have chosen. They've chosen themselves. They want to go into a relationship. So, for example, Stretch wants to go into a relationship and is asking you for advice.
Okay. The advice is that they should get ready to sacrifice. That's all.
Get ready, ready to sacrifice
for each other, so they will be good to go.
Okay, get ready to sacrifice. Yeah,
And you'll be good to go. Thank you very much, comrade.
Wow.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Mera, we see you.
Yes.
Why?
Why would you tell Stretch that what you want to use him to do?
Yes.
But what do I want to
do? Can you imagine?
What do I want to use him for? Is he for Gary?
Let him talk.
Is he for Dodo?
Mayor, let him talk. Let him talk.
We will see you.
Yes.
We will stretch you.
I will see you in court.
Yes.
What's all this?
Let him talk. Thank you, bro. Okay.
For me, my advice would be for them to be able to tolerate each other. And then make sacrifice as well, like the other man said.
Sacrifice at the altar.
No, sacrifice, like the other caller said. They need to make sacrifice and tolerate each other. That is all for me.
Okay.
And then Maria is like, this Lagos is giving you bad smoke.
I'm telling you.
I'm just tired.
I'm telling you.
They should just deal with this traffic. I'm just tired.
One more thing. That is okay. You don't get it. What is your name?
Which girl?
It's okay.
Which girl?
Who now?
Info girl.
No, info girl, not girl. My name be that.
You like women too much.
Oh, God, be going. Yeah. Bring that broom, pursue him.
Go away from me.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You cannot call me and be taking all our girls. What's all this?
Who do you think you are? Me that Mayor doesn't want to use to do anything. You forget that I will manage now. You are still telling me to move away from
you. You cannot manage this girl. Look at this gorgeous thing.
I will manage to take her away now. Mm-hmm. You that have disgraced me.
Say no to bad things.
So I'm a bad thing, Mayor.
Is that your name?
So I'm the one that
is that your name?
You are spoiling my bad name.
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Hello,
good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, goodness gracious. Sorry about that.
You apologize to me.
0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Aki from Ogba.
Aki, go ahead, please.
It has happened to me before.
Tell us.
I was young with my friend. In true faith, I advise my friend because that girl appears to be wayward. And we usually go to the lady's mother's house on Sunday.
Okay.
So I advise my friend that, look, this girl seems to be wayward. Why don't you call her and sit her down and talk to her? Probably she was going to have some senses. Don't buy into her. Did you know what happened? My friend told the lady straight.
Wait. He went straight to tell her that you said that she was wayward.
I told my friend that it was my friend that told me that her girlfriend appears to be wayward. And I now told him that, look, I have seen the sign. Talk to this girl, sit her down and advise her.
He went straight
to the issue and I did that.
Yes.
So I didn't know that my friend has told the lady.
Hey.
I usually go to the lady's house, the mother's house on Sundays to eat. Why were there?
I hope they did not poison you.
I cannot enter the ground.
Holy low yummy.
I felt ashamed of myself. I said, Jesus Christ. That was when we were boys. So that was about 1989. The two of them eventually got married. Listen, this is the issue now. Hello?
Yeah,
we are listening.
The issues that I spoke about usually disengage them. So my prediction came, I mean, my advice
came to be. Mm-hmm. Very useful. Mm-hmm. Even after they spoiled your good name.
Your good name. Sorry, Jerry, and your Sunday rice. Mm. Because, I mean,
and you are going there, you are eating.
And you are eating with a smile on your face.
Welcome, brother. Take.
No, no, that welcome be. Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
What will you eat?
What will you eat? Are you sure you want
rice,
to eat?
So.
Hey, Allah.
God.
Well, hello, Tipa J.
Stop, don't try it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Leave me alone.
Good morning, this is Abiodun.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a issue with my friend then. When back then in secondary school, she has a girlfriend, and the girl was kind of a prostitute. Like, a friend of mine, like, other friend of mine asked me that, am I dating this girl? And I said no. So they asked me to ask the girl out, which I was like, okay, since I've been hearing bad things about this girl, let me try to see maybe it's truly the case. So I asked the girl out for my other friend. And the first thing what she told me is, I hope I'm not going to tell my friend, which is dating, that I wanted to hook her up with another friend. I was shocked. Then I said, okay, fine, don't worry, I won't tell him. So later on, and I'm going to tell my friend that my real friend, that guy, don't date this girl, like this girl, something like this. And my guy went to tell the girl that I was like trying to tell him. So the girl was not like, I've told what happened, despite making secrets and telling that I won't tell my friend. So since then the girl started having issue with me back then in school. And at the end of the day, the girl later get pregnant for another person.
This is too powerful.
I just mentioned the girl's name. She's going to.
Don't mention her name.
I'm not here, please. I traveled. Story. Thank you for calling.
So hey, this is storyline. Movie people, what are you waiting for? Storyline complete.
Well, it is. Well,
my dear.
Well, we'll still take more of your thoughts and comments on the other side. We'll have to go for a quick break.
Yes,
this particular one, we have to go and marinate.
It's off me.
I want to think about it.
We are coming back.
We'll be back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Come, Marianne, I called you through chat. Why have you not been shouting What's Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Am I the owner of traffic?
What's up?
Lagos, please, calm down.
What's up, Lagos?
No, it can't happen. What's up, Lagos? So, repeat after me. Lagos have
They've shown me
Shay Gay. You know, there was one time there was this serious traffic, and I called, I hailed a ride, and the guy said, a distance, something that would take, it should be like 3,000 naira. He says it's 10,000 naira. I was angry. I said, get out. I picked another one. They almost said 11,000. Inside Lagos, not Benio, not Ore. 11,000. I said, okay. I did again. The first person that I said, get out from, picked the second one, and was still 10,000. He said, Oga, cancel. I said, no, calm down. Okay, calm down. Let's do this. The way you talked to the others, I didn't like it. So are you coming now? So Lagos traffic will humble you.
I'm not
you
even
will
playing.
Be humble.
And the longer you wait, the higher the fare.
Yes. And still, the cost of going to Benin is still the same. But Lagos, from here to Aja, they will tell you 9,000, 7,000, 8. I said, people going to Benin, how much they pay?
You know... I don't want to say it on radio, but let me just say, because it's paining me.
Yeah, now there's a female voice that said it too. Yeah, go ahead.
Because one of the reasons why I don't drive in Lagos is because I have anxiety. So I'd promise myself, especially when I got to Lagos, the anxiety just went from
zero to 1 million.
So I just said, never will I drive in this Lagos. But ride hailing apps are showing me.
You have to.
I think I want to reconsider. I'm gonna start driving these Lagos.
Yeah, try.
I'm gonna try to.
A man dies but once, a woman twice.
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
It's just anxiety. But I mean, I don't even mind driving with somebody by my side. I think I want to. I'm reconsidering. That's basically. But Lagos, it's time for us to talk about serious matters. Matters are rising. You know, everybody's trying to run away from the country. They're japaing. And you know,
you're japaing. How?
Anyway, so we're going to be addressing not the japa syndrome now, but we're going to talk about some of the teething problems that mothers, especially women who have children, sometimes not necessarily married to the father of their children, face when they have to take that child or those children abroad. And we have a guest in the studio who's going to help us break it down. Because you know, in Nigeria, you're the mother of the child, you carry the child to full term and everything. But before you can get a passport, in an international passport for your child, you have to go and get signature from the father. I'm imagining if the father is deadbeat and is uninterested. That means that child is going to remain passportless. But anyway, I'm not in a position to question this
at all.
Because the lawyer is here and she'll tell us exactly why the law takes that position, mostly against women. My guest in the studio, you know how they say, due to popular demand, we brought her back. And I see how
you asked for it.
And I saw how you lit up in the studio when she walked in.
Lit up.
Do I have water in my mouth?
When she came into
anyway, our guest is Olamide Onifade. She is the principal partner, Olamide Onifade and Associates. And she was here the last time when we were talking about, you know, owning property and, you know, registry marriages and the different kinds of, you know, marriages. We learned a lot. But today she's going to talk to us about something brand new. Olamide, always a pleasure to have you in the studio, and you look gorgeous as usual.
When I walked in, I heard you talking about traffic.
My dear, welcome. I know the traffic dealt with you too.
Oh, yeah.
I was the one that was rooting for you before you came here. She was saying,
actually, you made a case that I should give you a break, that you would be in traffic.
I mean, come on, like, Olamide is never late. The first date we had in the studio here.
Stretch, you're stretching it. Leave it alone.
All right.
It's good to have you in the studio.
It's good to be back.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about, you know, child's rights versus parents' rights. Give us some background. Let's pour the water on the ground to wet the ground so that Lagosians would understand where we're coming from and where we're going to.
Okay. We're talking about child rights versus parents' rights in the context of international relocation this morning.
Alias Jakpa.
And it's one of the most contentious area of family law, especially with the trend of global mobility. A lot of people are changing
for different reasons.
Some for
economic
reasons.
Education. People,
some for lifestyle.
Yeah.
And particularly because more and more people are getting married from different countries. So you find out that most of these issues of consent and all of this happened mostly in cases where the parents are separated, divorced, or single parenthood. So, you know what, when myself and Marianne were talking about the topic, I said, Marianne, we need to talk about this topic. Because I went to court about 3 weeks ago, and we were there till about 4 p.m. So in frustration, all the lawyers, they were tired chatting. And I found out that out of about 12 lawyers that were there, 10 of us were there for the same reason.
Wow.
Relocation. A lot of people are relocating, and when they want to obtain passports or visas for their children, please get the consent of the father. So if you cannot get the consent of the father, the next thing is for you to go to court. Now, going to court to obtain parental consent for international relocation is a very, very
tedious,
dicey.
No, the court is very hesitant. So the court is very hesitant to grant it.
Why?
And for good reasons.
Okay.
Now, a child is a combination of two parents. And
true.
The two parents are the most important figures in the life of the child.
Supposed.
So Okay, suppose
in some cases, mm-hmm. in most yeah. cases.
So, you have to balance the right of three people here. The right of the father, the right of the mother, and the right of the child.
Mm.
And you have to balance it. So the starting point will be what is in the child's best interest against the right of both parents. So one parent can say, I don't want my child to go abroad. Mm-hmm. And the other parent might have gotten a job and wants to move abroad. So whose
right supersedes the other?
And in the, it's very, very difficult.
But what if
in, for ascertain?
But what, in a case where I'm the parent, the single parent who's the mother, I've taken care of this child the whole time, and now I have an opportunity to go abroad and work, and it will be an opportunity for this child to have the best of education. Again, like I said, I'm the one who's been responsible for this child. You're just a father by name. I'm looking for the burden of proof. Is it on me as a mother to prove that that child or the whatever I'm going to do will be in the best interest of the child? Is the burden of proof on me?
Okay, so now what the court, how the court will determine such issue is not cast in stone.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination of a lot of factors. And one of the factors is how close is the relationship of the father or the other parent. Who is this? The other parent who doesn't want the relocation has to prove that he or she, but in most cases it's he, has a very strong relationship with the child.
Mm.
And if the child relocates abroad, is going to impede or have a very grave effect on that
the relationship.
Child.
Okay.
So there are valid reasons why a child shouldn't go abroad sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing will be, how are you going to sustain the relocating parent, how are you going to sustain the relationship between the father and that child?
True.
Second, what living arrangements have you made for that child in the country you're taking to the child to? What about the education of that child? Some children don't do well when you change them.
True.
Some children don't do well when you take them abroad. Culture shock, accent. They lose their friends.
Language.
Language barriers. A lot of issues can come up. So it's not just for you to walk into the court and the court will grant it.
Okay, let me ask this too. Most single moms have the child custody, so to say. I've seen many.
How do you mean?
Like they are with the child. Most women will not like to let go of the child if there's a break in the relationship.
Yes.
And most of the time, the men let that be. Maybe either they have another relationship or...
Okay, so in most cases, they're the custodial
parents. In most cases, the moms are.
Mm. And the fathers will have contact.
And the fathers and might have. I know many...
Or shared custody half the time.
I know many in Nigeria, in Lagos here, the relationship got bad and she goes like, this is all I have. And she has the child. Now, when you say you want to relocate, you go to court. Who is taking who to court? Like, for instance, now you want to go away with the child to the UK. You're going to study. And...
Okay, let me explain.
Yeah.
Not in all cases will you go to court.
Okay.
If there's nobody saying no, if there's no dissenting voice, then there's no need to go to court.
Okay, so maybe so the father...
But then there's that issue that you take... I'm sure that if I open up the phone lines, Lagosians will call and tell you, these parents are non-existent in the life of these children. But then when you go to get a passport for that child, they insist that you need the father's signature.
Yes.
How do you get it?
Now I understand what you're saying. Then you have to go to get the court to get an order.
What are the requirements to get that order?
No, it's just for you to prove that the father is non-existent. That one is very straightforward. The court will grant you the order. Once you can prove in actual fact that the father is non-existent in the life of the child, you take that order to the immigration services.
You know, in some cases also, fathers are out of the picture because the woman doesn't want him there.
Mm.
When a relationship hits the rocks, the woman says, get out of my life, blah, blah, blah. And the guy doesn't want anything to do. Okay, you don't want me to be in your life?
take care.
Mm.
Yeah? So there are cases where the guy is not there, not because he's irresponsible, but when it comes to the point now that...
A lot of mothers especially use children as the bait.
Yeah.
In
so when it's in that situation,
yes,
and the guy says, you kicked me out, you now you need me. How does the court, how, I mean, like, she goes to court and says, okay, does it, can she easily tag him non-existent father in that case?
I don't understand.
In a case where he is out of the relationship with the child because of what she wants, because she doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yes.
And now she goes to court to get an order. How can she prove he's non-existent?
Because he is existent.
Yeah. He is existent. So the court will not just tell you, oh, you just come to court and you say he's non-existent. No, you have to bring proof.
He's not been paying fees of my child.
Then he will come to court and tell us why. Why not? And it might actually be an opportunity for him to get custodial rights of his child.
Okay.
And that might also impede you taking that child away.
Overseas. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Makes it interesting.
Okay, very interesting.
But you know what? What I always advocate for is the starting point should be mediation.
Mm.
Both of, don't explore the route of court in every case. It doesn't, it's only when there's a deadlock.
Mm.
Then should you approach the court. In most cases, what I advocate is both of you have to come to a table, to a round table, and look at what is best for your child, not for your ego.
How
much mediation is out there for people to know? Because you see, I first knew about mediation abroad. I never knew that there was mediation in Nigeria that there were mediators that you could walk into a courthouse and get.
Yeah.
So how much awareness for mediators is out there in the Nigerian space?
Well, in family law, they might not be... You know what? Family law in Nigeria has not gotten to that...
level?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not that there are no arbitrators and mediators and all of that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, that area of law has not really developed to the extent of that you see abroad.
That people will explore it.
But they are all there. The instrumentality of the court is there. And go to court, you see them, there are a lot of women, men in court ventilating their rights.
All right, let me drop this message. It's caught my attention. My daughter was taken to Dubai without consent.
Okay.
What can I do? I got to know a day before they were leaving. I've been part of my daughter's life until they left.
Okay.
So this kind of situation I was trying to paint earlier.
Okay, so that is international child abduction.
Ha!
Okay. Now, there's the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspect of International Child Abduction.
Mm-hmm.
However, Nigeria is not a signatory to it.
Hey.
So what happened? Mm-hmm. If Nigeria was a signatory to it, what we would have done is, if both countries are signatory to the Hague Convention, you just apply through the central authority of your country, and they will bring the child back. And they are compelled to do that within 6 weeks.
So, but
however,
okay,
if the country where they took the child from or where the child is now resident is not a signatory, what you do is you go to that country.
Mm-hmm.
What he should be doing now is contacting a family lawyer
in Dubai
who would take the mother to court, and the court would look at it. But in most cases, what the court would do is return the child back to Nigeria. So it's not going to look into why the child was brought in Dubai.
There's a case to answer except
under exceptional circumstances,
like a real abduction, outright abduction or trafficking,
and all of that. Why the mother had to take out the child illegally. It doesn't remove the fact that it was illegally done. So what he should be doing is getting the family lawyer in Dubai who would go to court there and bring back the child. There will be an order to bring that
child.
Then you
start from there.
Then what the court in Dubai will now tell them is, go to your local court. The mother should go to the local court and determine, and let the court determine if the child should be taken out of the country in the first place. So he's not going to look into the merit of why the child...
That's not their case. That's not their jurisdiction over there.
What they are going to look into is, you took the child without the consent of the
child. So we need to send the child back.
And a case like that happened some few weeks back in Canada. I can't remember the name of the parties. The woman was actually a lawyer here. And she took the three children outside of Nigeria. She took them to Canada. And the father fought her to a standstill.
Wow.
She even appealed the decision, and the court in Canada said the children, the three children, should be returned to Nigeria.
Wow.
Then let the local courts in Nigeria
deal with the nitty gritty.
Who should have the custody of the children?
Very interesting. We have to go for a quick break. Olamide is in the studio by popular demand, and we're talking about something that's very important, of course. And she's now brought the abduction part of it. But then we're talking international relocation with children and child's rights versus parents' rights. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Guess it.
All right, it's getting hotter in the studio here. Yeah, getting hot. Yeah, I just
we've
love
been
this.
Having a very heated conversation behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, we have a message that just dropped. Let's just get to it quickly. Hello, good morning, Stretch Marianne and your guest. Very great conversation you're having this morning. Please, in a situation where the father and the mother of a child are not married, and me, the father, have been 60% responsible for my child's welfare from birth till tomorrow, and the mother wants to take our child out of the country with another man. Please, what should I do in this case? Thank you. Freeman from Ikorodu, send that.
Yeah.
Okay, so from what I say, it's a plan.
Okay.
Okay, so what he should be doing now in the first place, he has to place an alert at the airport. He has to place a caveat at the immigration service. If the child has not gotten a passport, then he should be going to court like yesterday. But of course, when he gets to court to say, no, I don't want my child to relocate, the courts are going to ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
And the first will be, what is your motive? Why don't you want this child to relocate with the mother? So you can't just say, I don't want to. You have to give very valid reasons, because some might just want to use it as a bait just to frustrate the mother.
Exactly.
Then, if this child doesn't go with the mother, what plans do you have for the child? Can you cater for the child? What arrangement do you have for the child? Do you have the financial capacity to look after the child?
He says he's doing 60% already.
He's saying he takes most of the load.
Already.
But what about the 40%?
Exactly.
Can he do 100%?
Because the woman is going?
The child is removed from the woman, it means that the most responsibility will be on him now. Yes.
So if you're coming to court to say, I don't want my child, of course, every adult has a free right to movement. So the mother, nobody's saying the mother shouldn't go, but of course, a lot of mothers would not want to go
without their children.
So are you just trying to frustrate the child and the mother? Do you have valid reasons why the court should grant it?
Well, for the fact that they were not in cohesion, it shows something.
So I'm thinking that what he should be doing now is exploring negotiation. They should come to a round table.
Get a mediator?
Yes. So what I do that. I mediate. Then when we now come to an agreement, we file a consent order in court. So that to say, okay, I agree that you take my child abroad, but this and this are the conditions. It has to be contingent upon, you know, some
certain
other
things.
And you file that in court.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time the child now arrive with the mother in the country of destination, you should be taking that court order that you got in Nigeria to register it abroad. So it becomes, because they don't have jurisdiction on it abroad until you register it abroad.
Yeah.
Then it becomes another of court. So if she goes against what you agreed,
it can be repatriated.
Of course.
So that means that there's a compromise of sorts, but then you have to keenly adhere to
is the process of registration cumbersome?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't operate in the... I don't know the jurisdiction, but you should just get a family lawyer there. I don't think it should be. Even in Nigeria, it's not.
It's not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Lagos, we want to bring you into this conversation. 41 minutes come past 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Lagos. And in the studio, we have Olamide Onifade. She is a family lawyer. And we're talking international relocation with children. And we're looking at children's rights as opposed to their parents' rights. And Olamide has been doing a great deal of work to break it down for us. But if you have questions, comments, and concerns, join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993. 0803-993-993. You can join the conversation on, we're live on YouTube and on Facebook. So go search for 99.3 Nigeria Info on YouTube and on Facebook. Drop your comments on our Facebook live. And of course, on Twitter, use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Now, for the females, we have some backup lines for you to call in. So let me just drop those numbers so that you can be part of the conversation. So call 0908-743-0753. I'll take it again. 0908-743-0753. Or you can call 0908-743-0754. Ladies, we want you to be part of the conversation as much as the gentlemen. All right, so let's go to the phone lines right away. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, everybody in the house.
Give us your what's up, Lagos. Go, 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 go.
My name is Mike.
Hello, Chima.
Mike, go ahead.
Yes. Please, I want to know, my fiancée, she had a child for me.
Okay.
Not a child, two children. But he has left Lagos and went to her village in Calabar. Do I have any right under the law to go and claim the children? We are not legally married yet.
Of course he does.
Of course, but you're the father. Is your name on the birth certificate of the baby?
Yes, my name is there. I'm the biological father. I even went to DNA. It was proven positive that I'm the biological father. But
why do you want to claim the child? Why do you want to claim the child? Why?
So why do I want to
do Why do you want to claim this child?
I want to bring the children back to Lagos.
So you guys,
so that they will be staying with me.
Okay, do you have plans of marrying her?
The wife, the woman.
Yes.
No, before, but now her character. I don't like her character anymore.
Okay, all right. Okay. Let's allow the lawyer to wade in on this. Go ahead.
Okay, before he went off, I was going to ask, what are the ages of these children? What are their sexes? Because these are the combination of factors that the court would.
Consider. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why do you want them back in Lagos?
Okay.
What can you do for them if they are with their mother there? Can she get is the quality of life she's going to provide for them there as equal as what he will provide here? And is she financially capable to look after them? Why do you want them in Lagos? You know, these are all the issues that the court will look at, and we'll see which one is the best that serves the interests of the children.
But the tone I got from them, want to go and take them. You want to take them from
No, no. What he's saying, he might not like the fact that the children is also a relocation issue.
Yeah.
It's not just international.
Okay.
It might not be convenient for the father to see his children. Because, you know, behind the scenes we were talking about children, mothers taking their children abroad, and you know the trend of the jackpot trend, people saying, oh, I'm taking my children for better life. And I was saying, doesn't necessarily translate to better life. There are lots of issues about taking children abroad, especially in their formative years. Now you're cutting off the contact of the father. A father who was involved in the lives of his child, who was taking, partaking in extracurricular activities, going to school PTAs, helping out with homework and all of that, seeing his children every weekend. Mm. You are now taking the child to Canada. Who is going to be paying for the child, the father's cost of transportation to see his children? And that is assuming that he has the visa to go there. What if he doesn't have? You can have all the money in the world and you still don't have a visa to go abroad.
True.
Who is going to be paying for that? How do you intend to raise 2, 3, even one child in a system that you even don't understand? You're going to, what about the educational welfare of the child? The child might not necessarily do well. And what about the culture?
In that
the sociocultural issues. You trust the children into a system that they do not understand, that you are even trying to navigate. And particularly with the absence of the other father, of the other parent of the child. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're going abroad, it's going to translate to better life.
Good life.
It could actually reduce the quality of life of that child. Some of them, they take these children to, especially people that arrive at, masters. Yes.
Okay.
They get there around September. And I can assure you, in most schools abroad, by September, they've mopped up all the spaces.
Yeah.
You can't go over. They say they can. They have capacity for 600 students. They have the capacity for 600 students. And I can tell you that most of the good schools, the good state schools, are unoccupied. The government will put your child in a school, but not necessarily the school of your choice. So take, for instance, a child that is in a very good school in Nigeria. You remove the child and take the child to a state school outside of London somewhere. You don't even have control over it. And
it's tough.
Every child must go to school there. So your children are mixing with different backgrounds. And you don't have control over
so
it.
So there's a lot that needs to be considered before this is done.
So a lot of magistrates are very, very hesitant. You can't just, it's not giving a la carte.
Okay. I want to call out the numbers again for the ladies' line before we go back to the phone lines. Please, these are the temporary female lines. So 0908-743-0753 and 0908-743-0754. You can call these lines if you are a lady and you get through to us. But let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Say what's up, Lagos. Quickly, quickly. No, 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 no.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Victor.
All right, Victor, go ahead.
Look, I'm listening to your program. I find myself in this particular situation where I can't see my son. I don't have access to him.
Okay.
And the mom took him and registered him in a school in his village. I send money every month and pay his school fees. But I am still not comfortable having him there.
Why?
Then him. Because I feel he shouldn't be in the village. Right?
Okay. Mm.
Nobody wants to have a son that you won't give the best you have to offer, you know. And I have tried moving the mom to the city. They are from Imo State.
Okay.
I've tried asking her to leave the village, come to Oweritown, let me pay for an apartment there. She said no, that if I want to relocate her, I should get a place in Abuja.
Okay, all right, let's allow Olamide waiting on this. Olamide.
Okay, so this issue is bordering on custody.
Custody, yes.
Now, we can't even discuss custody today.
Mm-hmm. But just chip in today. We will do it next week.
Okay, we'll just chip in that. There's no set rule that says a particular sex should have the child. There's nothing that says it's the mother that automatically has the children or the father automatically has it. But it's a combination of factors. So now, if he can prove to the court that he can provide a better life for that child, quality of life, and it doesn't just mean financial, extracurricular activity, healthcare, education, living arrangement, just a combination of different things. Mm. He can take the child from the mom.
Does a child's opinion matter? When does it start?
Thank you. It does matter, but it does not carry a lot of weight. But it depends on the age and the capacity, the reasoning capacity of the child. Yes, it can be taken into consideration, but it will not form the decision of the court. Because some children can be tutored.
Cling to their mom. Yeah.
Well, let's take one last call so that we wrap this conversation up because time is not on our side. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up,
Give
Lagos?
Give us what's up, Lagos.
Pass.
Okay. Give us what's up, Lagos, auntie.
What's up, Lagos? Come on, let's do this.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, go ahead. Oh, you see now.
It's very simple. We have to follow rules. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? She's coming back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, someone there?
Oh, nobody's home. We have another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, Cheers to Life? Good morning.
Morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Quickly, you have just 60 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so happy to get you through. I've been listening to the program. I'm calling from VI.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So, my case is very long, but I'll make it short. I'll just...
You have 30 seconds.
You have taken 20 seconds.
All right. So, I got married. So, I want to remain an animal. I got married. I stayed in that marriage for 2 years and 6 months. So, but my ex-wife had a daughter for me. So, and since she gave birth... since she gave birth to the girl, I have not set my eyes on her. Just a little quarrel. So I left the house with anger. Then the girl is, she's almost 8 years now. She has not set her eyes on
me. So what do you want?
What do you
quickly
want?
We have to go. We don't have time anymore, sir.
Okay, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, all right. Olamide, we have just 30 seconds to
And they
do
want your contact. People want to get to, so give
I
us
I think
social
on social media.
Media.
So he said ex-wife, if we have to determine what kind of marriage was that, because if they were married under the act, he has a right to go to the, if he's filing for divorce, definitely the issue of the children, the child of the marriage will be catered for. But if they were married under the customary law, then he has to approach the magistrate court, the family court. It could be the magistrate court or the high court to ventilate his right. And the court will determine. But in any custody issue, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. 8 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So he can get access. He can get contact to the child. But I'm doubtful if he'll get joint custody.
Right. Well, we got to go because time is not on our side. What's your social media handle so people can go look for you and ask you many questions?
Okay, it's Olamide _lady_lawyer.
Okay.
Olamide _lady_lawyer. I'm MIMIEYO on Twitter and Instagram. Stretch.
I'm Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter.
Now, Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer. Always a pleasure to have you here, Olamide. Lovely. Next week, we're going to talk about custody.
I'm coming back next
week.
Yes, to talk about
and that's
custody.
Final.
And that's because we love you. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lagos. We hope that you enjoyed every bit of the conversation today. My name is Mary Anna Cohn.
And my name is Stretch. See you tomorrow.
Bye bye. We'll